Mitch and Ben versus everything.
All right, here we go. Episode 4, Mitch and Ben versus everything. Ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful to be in your ears. Mitch, how wonderful is this person's ear right now?
Oh, fucking, they're in for a treat today, Ben.
Oh, it's a comfy ear to be in this one, and we're happy to be here. Hang a flat screen TV on that cochlear, throw a fucking an ottoman in somewhere, beanbag, put your feet up, just make yourself at home in this ear here, Mitch. It's fucking...
Yeah.
It's great to be.
Put your Audis on if you own one.
Oh, how good are Audis? I'm still going on about them. If you haven't got one, like, just hurry up, get one.
Yeah.
You won't regret it. We won't steer you wrong on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But we won't steer you wrong on an Audi.
Yeah, we'll definitely give you bad advice on every single episode.
Yeah.
But that doesn't count for Audis.
Yeah, for the one moment we'll ever be serious, Audis, get around them.
Yeah.
Get them around you.
Did yours turn up?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm a proud owner of an Audi now, so I'm fucking...
How good is it?
Oh, mate. Every night.
Yeah.
Not even... it's like the highlight of my day, just getting into me Audi, mate. It's a game changer. Absolute game changer.
Mate, we fucking love them so much. Tanya bought a spare Audi for when...
That's not the worst idea.
When our main Audi's getting washed, we've got a spare Audi. We don't fuck around.
Mate, they're so good. Like, if my missus hit me up for a route, I'd be like, I've got to leave the Audi on, or it's not happening.
Oh,
it's
fucking... Yeah, you just pull that sucker up.
Yeah, you wait to spring. This is Audi time.
Yeah.
What's been happening to you this week, mate? Anything exciting been happening? Or?
No, not a lot, not a lot. We had the... we've had a couple of shows this week. But apart from that... Really just, started back at the gym.
Oh, the gym, the going.
Trying to work out a little bit.
Oh, good for you, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to lose a couple of kegs. We'll see how it goes anyway.
Yeah, got any, like, what's lit this fire?
Obesity.
Obesity.
Yeah, specifically the rubbing of my thighs.
The friction.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, so just being at the gym, watching fucking strangers, people watching, trying not to stare at the pretty women.
Oh, it's hard, isn't it?
Oh, mate, some people don't give a fuck, though.
Yeah, they're savages.
Oh, mate, there was this one bloke, like, walking through the gym, not in gym attire.
Yeah.
Like, pretty sure he's just some dude who pays for a membership, just straight up, like, just lurking. So, walking around, and you could clearly see in the windows, like, everyone's reflection sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, like, he's just, like, walked past just staring at this chick's ass. It's so fucking obvious. You're like, oh, dude.
It's so hard not to look, though, but you can't. You just can't.
You can't. You can't. You gotta, keep the eyes straight, eye, like, level.
It's literally a honey trap.
Yeah.
It's like where literally all the good-looking girls are at the gym, but you're not allowed to look at them. It's such a fucking...
Mate, they'll, like, wear tube tops and stuff as well. Like, their titties are hanging out. You're like, what the fuck? Like, you're walking around in underwear, essentially.
Yeah, in fairness, though, some dudes are walking around in fucking singlets that are like fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Male equivalent of tube tops.
Those women aren't walking around dressed like that. They're walking around dressed like that so dudes will look at them.
Yeah.
Just not dudes who look like me.
Yeah. So that's the difference. Dudes are, like, trying to wear a singlet so they can look at themselves in the mirror.
Yep.
And then women are wearing these things, so dudes will look at them. It's just basically everyone wants men to look at them. It's just
Yeah. The hotter you are at the gym, the less clothes you seem to wear.
Yes.
So I walk in three layers.
Snow jacket.
Yep. Snow jacket, beanie, face mask.
Look like you've been Sherpa'd up there. Mate, I'll tell you what, I'm in the absolute walls this week, eh?
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, I fucking, at work, I've walked in this fucking, there's this metal fucking bar thing that we put on the front of the forklift to push packs away, and I've ate it with both my shins, just straight into it. They're fucking bruised down to the bone, they're busted up, they're cut, I'm in the walls, eh? Fucking, I've got busted shins, I'm still fat, and I've got a fucking... itchy arsehole that's got the fury of 1,000 suns and I can't stop biting my fingernails. I'm all fucked up this week, Mitch. It's not happening for me, eh? Fucking.
You have to get yourself some fucking wet wipes, mate. that's the go right there.
Oh, mate. How good are they? I never realized how good they were until I had kids, eh?
Oh, mate.
Now I'm just like, I'm never going to stop buying these.
No. Yeah, I buy the Kleenex. They come in like packs of fucking 60 or whatever.
Yeah, they're not great for the plumbing.
It says flushable on the label.
I've never read.
I can't read. Yeah. Oh, mate, it's good though. It's good, especially after like a fucking particularly messy shit, like the sort of one that leaves you stinging afterwards.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wet wipes. This is the business.
You know the one that's like hard but soft on the outside?
Yep.
So like, yeah, it's just smearing over your asshole as it falls in. And you're like, yeah. Oh, that's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, my
like,
butt.
You're like, it's one of those ones where you're like glancing over at the shower being like, is this a shower shit? Is this just fucking turn the hose on it and fucking risk tinea?
Yeah. I gotta get a bidet. That's the next thing.
I reckon I don't understand what. I've never used one.
Yeah.
So maybe just they're shocking or something, but I don't know. It just seems like the way to go.
Yeah, mate. Everyone I know who's had like used a bidet swears by it. So
they're game changers.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go do it.
They're like the Woodies of cleaning your ass. They're game changers.
Yeah, the Woodies of the toilet world.
What are you grabbing at?
That was a mozzie.
Did you get him?
No, I missed it.
Yeah, back to the gym, mate.
Yep. The old hand-eye coordination ain't what it used to be.
I didn't even see it. I just thought you fucking, oh, no, now I've got him.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now I'm grabbing.
He was getting picked up on the mic before I heard it.
He was
like.
Now I'm fucking fondling your leg.
Yeah. He's behind your head. He's going to get one of us.
It's going to happen.
We should probably put our dicks away. I like to let the mosquitoes bite me on the dick so it makes it slightly bigger, the swelling.
And it's itchy, so you got to play with it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
It's win-win.
Yeah.
Malaria dick.
It's like, fucking... So what if I'm in a public place?
We need to stop focusing on this, Mozzie.
Yeah, it's very distracting.
Just fucking let it be.
Let's get into the news for this week, mate.
All right, what is in the news, Mitchell?
Well, first story I've got is two people rescued after falling into a vat of chocolate at the M&M factory in America.
I was going to say, what country is this in?
Yeah, America.
America. America.
Two people. How the fuck? Like,
why not get... Yeah. What were they doing?
Yeah, what were they doing?
And I didn't realize, like, I don't know, how many things have they seen? Like, I didn't think they'd still have vats that you could fall into. Like...
Yeah.
I thought they'd have, like, you know, at least, like, a fucking, I don't know, a grid on top of it.
You know,
not necessarily, I don't know, if you maybe you can't have them enclosed or something, but, like, if you put a grid there, like...
Yeah. Like, yeah, just, like, some sort of fucking protection against a human being falling in.
Yeah, have they not seen fucking the Batman with Jack Nicholson? Nicholson? Jack
Nicholson? No, the golfer. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. They're still stuck on that one.
Mr. Freeze. He falls into a thing.
Oh, does he? Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So's the Joker.
Does he?
Yeah, he falls into a vat of fucking cum. That's why his face is so white.
Yeah, that's why he's always smiling.
He's cum drunk.
Yeah. I'd be happy too if I nearly drowned in a vat full of cum. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, fucking hope.
Chocolate or cum? Oh man, that's a hard one to fucking choose between. Because the fatty in me is going, ooh, chocolate, but the closeted homo in me.
oh dear.
No, that went to a weird place.
I didn't picture it going there.
Yeah. So these dudes. Got rescued immediately. They had to cut them out. So
Of
the chocolate fucking thing and rescue them and, man, like...
That would have been the best rescue ever.
Yeah.
Just imagine them with, like, fucking, like, hot chocolates and shit.
Yeah. If it was me, I'd just eat my way out. Yeah,
they're all in their hoodies just watching a movie, breaking apart chocolate.
Yeah, like, people's like, where the fuck did all this chocolate go? Puddin' strikes again.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going, but fucking M&M's. They wouldn't need that much chocolate, surely. Like, how big would their vats be?
I think they're making a lot of M&Ms.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess they've got to send them to hundreds of countries.
I guess it adds up, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. Why don't you just make smaller vats, but more of them? I don't know.
Yeah, smaller vats that humans can't fall into.
Yeah.
Maybe. Look, man, no, I don't...
fix stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Did maybe one dude fall in and then the other guy's like, I'll fucking save you. And then they've... Yeah. Yeah. Or did one dive in and the other's like, fuck it. Like, that looks like a good time. Like, let's go. Like, you wouldn't want to be a fat dude who fell into a chocolate vat either. the next time...
You don't live that down.
No. The next time you fucking go to work, they're like, oh, old fatty tried to fucking eat his way out of the rescue. You enjoy yourself?
Do you reckon, like, the rescue crew sung, like, an Oompa Loompa song?
What's the fat dude out of fucking...
Augustus Gloomp.
Yeah.
That's such a fat name. Like,
oh, no.
Like, if you told me, like, you gave me all their names and said one of these is fat, you'd look at Augustus Gloomp and go, that's him.
Yeah, that's him. That's the fatty.
If someone said Augustus Gloomp is coming, you'd be like, oh, is that door big enough?
Yeah, 100% they both have that nickname. You'd name one Augustus, the other one Gloomp.
Who would you want to be, Augustus or Gloomp?
Oh, man, I go with Augustus.
I was thinking Gloomp. It's got a good name to it. Forrest Gloomp.
Well, if we ever fall into a chocolate thing.
How good is that for a mashup? Forrest Gloomp.
Forrest Gloomp. He's a fat dude.
Fat retard.
Instead of, like, running across the country... He uses a mobility scooter across the country.
Inspires many.
Yep.
Did you see Tom Hanks fucking saying he'd never play gay man again?
Really?
Yeah, he came out. I didn't read the article because I'm fucking lazy. But he said like something like, I don't know. There was a bunch of articles about him. One, he's like, oh, protecting his wife because people knocked her down or some shit. And I'm like, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
But good for you, Tom. And then they're like concerned about his health or some shit. But he's like, nah. He's like, in today's day and age, I wouldn't play a homosexual again.
He's afraid of AIDS. Because he's a method actor. He's got to live it.
He survived it once. He's not doing it again.
He's like, the last time I bled for weeks.
But I was like, you pussy Tom Hanks. Like, has he forgot what acting is?
Yeah, but I think he's just sick of kissing dudes. Maybe he doesn't want to kiss dudes.
Yeah, that's fair. He's 70. He's like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. He's like, my asshole.
I survived to Weinstein.
Yeah. He's like, my asshole hasn't got the elasticity it used to.
No.
Because if I've got to get fucked again, I'm going to start shitting myself.
I've fallen in a vat of cum once. I'm not doing it again.
All right. What about you, mate? What do you got in the news?
I think the only thing I had was the TikToker, the big fat bitch, or plus size as they call them.
Yeah.
She went to some ranch to ride some horses, and she got told no because she's too fat. Like, they got like a 240-pound limit.
Like, no, you'll break it.
You'll break it. And she's kicking up a stink, going, "Oh, you know, fucking, I don't know, like,
fat shame."
Yeah, whinging that they wouldn't let her on. And then the owner's son's coming out and going, oh, he released his own TikTok going, oh, when you're not a big fat bitch, you can come ride him. But I just kind of thought, like, isn't that an interesting, like, conundrum that, you know, feminists and animal rights activists can argue over? Like,
yeah.
Who's right in that situation?
I'm on the side of the fucking sentient animal.
Yeah.
I'm on this animal side here. Like, yeah, okay, it might have been a little bit embarrassing for that lady.
Yeah.
But it would have been even more embarrassing if she'd have broken its back and then had to watch it get shot in the head.
Yeah. I literally worked with a guy once. He's a pretty big dude. Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Very big guy, though. When I was a fucking fitter machinist. And he apparently went on a tour. This was before I got there, years ago. And he was, I want to say camels. I think it was riding camels or something similar. Yeah. He's all died from carrying him.
Oh, no.
And he had to just kind of, like, wait until they could kind of go get, like, what, cause, like, until everyone else could kind of get to where they were going.
Yeah.
And come back and get him somehow because he's, oh, like, fuck. They're just like, fuck. This camel just dropped dead. They just fucking...
You fucking killed it. And you wouldn't just give him another camel either.
No, you can't.
You're like, all right, you've had one. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah. No more camel for you. You broke your first one. You didn't just break it. It's fucking dead.
Oh, fuck, man. Dude, that would be so embarrassing.
I know. He's like... Yeah, you could tell it was one of those things that, like, he was embarrassed about, but it was funny.
It's a fucking funny story. Just stuck in the desert. You had to wait there. Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't remember where it was. I want to say it was like a Kenyan tour. Maybe it was a donkey or something. I don't know. Whatever he was riding. It fucking died.
Yeah.
And he had to just kind of wait and fucking wait to people coming back and got him with like a fucking quad or some shit.
Dude, I'm fucking... Dude, you'd have to, like, if that was like a multi-day trip, yeah, and you're like, oh man, I really hope they come back. Yeah, especially if it's like Kenya. Yeah.
Like, you start like doing the Han Solo thing where you're like cutting it open and sleeping in it.
Yeah.
They're like, it's been 3 hours.
Yeah.
We're in Arizona.
Yeah. It's across the road from a Kmart.
They got hoodies in the window for sale.
Yep.
Nah. I make my own hoodie.
Child Four Parks. Like, Mummy, what's that man doing? I think he's wearing a camel.
He's wearing a... oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
Camel should have worked on its cardio.
Should have been at the gym.
Yep.
Shit, camel.
So, yeah, I've
been smoking too many cigarettes.
Yeah. So, next in the news, we'll talk about a man broke into a Dallas Museum of Art, smashed ancient Greek artifacts because he was mad at his girl.
That is a shit excuse.
That is the worst excuse.
That is literally what you wrote to me after. You just wrote shit excuse.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's, you can't. Like, because you're mad.
You're mad.
Did it say what he's mad at?
His girl. His girlfriend.
No, but like, why?
Oh, she was probably being a bitch.
She's like,
as women do.
Fucking caught her rubbing one out into 300. He's like, Mark and Spartan. Where is that prick? I'll kill him.
That's a lot of effort.
But doesn't they not to stand in front of any circles in the ground?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's like so much effort. You've just had a fight with your girlfriend. You're like, I know what'll fucking teach her. I'm going to go destroy thousands of years' worth of history.
You just drive to the museum, pay your money, and you just all come and you just walk in.
Maybe he thought it was. Have you seen those businesses where you can go? They're like a, it's like a release. You'll release, like, they'll let you fucking smash plates and
get
all of that shit.
Yeah, you can like break a TV. Yeah, like they give you a room. And
yeah.
And sledge you just, and shit. And yeah, just fucking go
just
down.
Go nuts. It's like the local one of those just.
It's across the road.
Yep. It was dark. You couldn't tell the difference. He's like, I'm sure they won't mind me just breaking in. Who cares? I'll pay for it in the end.
I was delirious from walking here because my camel died halfway.
Yeah, just fucking ridiculous. Holy shit, we're already pretty far in. Let's move on.
Let's move on then.
You got a wake up to yourself today, mate?
I do have a wake up to myself.
Yeah.
This week's wake up to themselves is lesbians.
Wow.
Lesbians, yeah.
We're going there.
Now, I'm not going there from a, it's immoral or it's wrong or anything. I've got nothing against a girl getting a liquor license. But what I'm not happy about, this is what I'm not happy about.
They're taking all our women.
That's it. That's exactly it. They are literally in a competition. So that's why I'm like, why do guys like them so much? They are literally the competition. They're out there picking up women on 70 cents to our dollar. I can't afford to buy women drinks on fucking my wage. Let alone they're getting... They're making 70 cents a dollar and buying each other drinks. How the fuck are they making this happen? But worst of all, they're shallow, Mitchell. They're shallow. Look at Rebel Wilson. No women wanted to date her when she was fat. It was only the good old blokes going, we don't care. We don't care. We'll still give you a going. And now that she's thin and weirdly angular, I don't know, she's got fucking weird angles now. I don't like it.
She looks like a different person.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. But now that she's thin, this fucking, I don't know her name, woman, fucking...
This lady.
This fucking two holes. Fucking, she's all over it. I'm like, well, where were you when Rebel was fat?
Yeah.
Shallow, Mitchell. Just shallow.
Yeah, well, maybe Rebel was a cunt when she was fat. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but that her attitude doesn't like weigh anything.
maybe she was difficult to be around when she was a fat cunt. And now she's a skinny, nice person.
No,
just playing devil's advocate.
You only get worse as you get skinnier.
That's true.
It's true.
Yeah, although there's definitely been like fat, evil people.
Yeah, but who?
Fucking
Hitler, skinny.
Yeah, Hitler was skinny, but there's definitely been some like fat genocidal dudes in Africa. And there was that the Narcos dude. What's his name? Fuck. I'm gonna edit this out.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm gonna Google it really quick and then I'll edit this later.
Cool.
And it'll sound like I just remembered his name straight off the bat. Narcos show. Season one. I just read an article about this dude. What's his name? Okay. Pablo Escobar.
Ah, that's him.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name now. Stuck in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, old Pablo Escobar was a big, fat, evil dude.
I never would have remembered that.
Yeah.
Inside joke.
Yep. Yeah. All right, so you all right. Well, they are... I feel like...
I'm just saying we shouldn't be so infatuated with them because they are literally the competition.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just saying.
That's true. And they're probably better at making women come than we are.
100% they are. It's like they've got home field advantage.
Yeah.
It fucking just is what it is.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, but I'll give a better hand job.
I'll give a better hand job.
Yeah, I'm just gonna... I'm not just going to punch cunts in the dick. Oh, man.
Do you remember the first hand job you ever got? It was like trying to rip it off. Yeah. What the fuck?
Like they're landing a fucking out of control plane in the Andes. Just fucking pull the nose up! You're like, Jesus Christ, woman, trying to kill us.
Yeah.
Coming in too steep there.
Yeah.
Like a gorilla trying to peel a banana.
It's like, why is there so much movement? My dick's not that big. She's putting her shoulder into it. What the fuck?
Yeah. Penis shouldn't go past 45 degrees.
What's going here? You rip it off.
There's definitely some brutal ones. Like, that's it. Like, women complain about men being dud rudes. Very few good hand jobs. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'll tug myself off better than most women.
Yeah, look, there's an act to it.
Yeah.
There's an act to it.
You've got to use that little bit of webbing between your finger and your thumb and just kind of flick the knob. That's where it's fucking... It's all about that flick, Mitchell. That's what the webbing's there for.
Mate, you should have been gay.
I should have been. I would have been a great gay.
Oh, mate, it'd be so good
if
to
only
be
I could stomach it, I would have been a great gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, it'd be a dream. You just want to fuck me. These cheeks. Imagine fucking throwing your pelvis into them. It'd be like fucking a pillow.
Yeah. Plenty of cushion for the pushing.
Yeah. You just have to watch the rebound. That's it. You'd be fucking...
And you don't need to fuck me for long.
No. Oh, God, no.
Yeah. It's 30 seconds of pure terror and then we're through it and we can be mates again.
Yeah, and I'm not an alpha. Power bottom, son.
Oh, man.
What's your wake up to yourself, mate?
I did have one wake up to yourself. I sent it to you earlier, but I've changed my mind. My wake up to yourself this week is people from Stockton.
Yeah, right.
Not all people from Stockton. But the people I'm talking about are the fucking worst. So I've the last couple of weeks, I've just seen the most fucking retarded people coming out of Stockton. Just dumb motherfuckers. Like, so a couple of weeks ago, drunk driver swerved in front of me twice.
Jesus.
So pulled over, I'm driving along, just cuts me off. Fucking speeds right up the road, pulls over again, cuts me off again.
What?
Yep. Fucking following him, just trying to like wait for my place to get past him. Go to overtake him on the 100K zone out to mine.
Yeah.
Cunt fucking nearly rams me off the road again. Oh. Then he's got one headlight and then just decides that he's going to put that one headlight on high beam. So he's just fucking high beaming everyone.
Jesus Christ.
As he drives past. He's swerving onto the wrong side of the road. He's swerving off the road. I'm like, this cunt's just going to die.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah.
And then, I'll just clear my throat real quick. Whoops. Yeah, so then the other day, another bloke riding a push bike down Stocko Bridge, the wrong direction, what? Just into fucking oncoming traffic. I'm like, what the fuck, cunt? We had those people from Stocko at the show a couple of weeks ago just heckling and being fucking menaces.
Yeah, the ones who thought it was like a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking wake up to yourself, people from
fucking
Stockton.
Bradley Bishop. Fucking.
he's not a local, though. He moved. I bet Bradley was like, this is the fucking world's best kept secret. Probably moved in there. This is fucking heaven. And then he met the people. He's like, oh, I can see why not everyone lives here.
Yeah, now I can see why the fucking we're not doing anything about the beach trying to eat it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's better if it just fucking goes away.
Yeah. They're like, fix our brake wall. We're like, no.
Fuck you. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Cunts.
You guys are the worst. We, no.
Yeah. How about you fucking stop drink driving? Not to mention the amount of shootings out of that place.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
That one pub that's been robbed so many times. Like, why do you rob your fucking local? Yeah. Like, go to Madawi.
Yeah, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's a long drive. Yeah, yeah. I've only got one headlight.
I haven't got a fucking license anymore.
That's what's stopping you.
Oh, mate. If they RBT'd, they never RBT in Stockton, but if they RBT'd in Stockton, half the fucking town would probably lose their license.
It should be like Nimba now. They just fucking test you coming out of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. They fucking, the amount of, like, the show that we did there that night.
I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, mate. We did the show there at the
Boat Rowers.
Yeah, the Boat Rowers. Fucking, there was this hammered cunt, like, so fucking drunk, just jumps in their car and drives off. We all watched them. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Yeah.
In fairness, everyone's just going around the corner or down the road.
Yeah.
Everyone. Yeah. Fucking. I see it all the time at work. Cunts like load shit up in the most ridiculous way. And you're like, mate, that's not a good idea. You're like, I'm only going down the road.
Yeah.
How far? Like, broom. Well, I guess it is just down the road. It's just the length that fucking varies.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw someone on the side of the road the other day. Yeah, they'd lost their load. I was like, I bet they're from Stockton. Just like picking shit up off the side of the road. It's like, oh, fuck, man.
Fuck you, Stockton.
Yeah. All right, we've got our...
on the Max Debaters.
Yeah, Max Debaters. We've got our little number here. We'll spin the wheel. And ScoMo is the best PM in history. You got a coin to flip? I've been talking about that titty coin. You've seen the titty coin. I keep forgetting it.
Why not? Well, let's just rock, paper, scissors again.
All right, sweet.
Oh, fuck.
All right. One, two, three. All right. You're the affirmative? Or right. You can choose, actually.
No, we'll just go with affirmative. You win an affirmative.
All right, mate. ScoMo's the best PM in history.
ScoMo is 100% the best PM in history. One, lovable nickname. ScoMo. Yep. It just rolls off the tongue.
Yep.
It's just a bloke you want to invite around. Yep. And you know if he does, he's bringing that ukulele. And you're just going to get renditions of April Sun to Cuba all night. It's a banging song. Have you heard it?
I have.
Have you seen him play it?
I haven't.
Wonderful rendition.
Yeah.
Also, he's the kind of bloke he'd bring a curry with him. Now, you might not want to eat it because it'd be raw, but we're not talking about his fucking... We're not saying ScoMo is the best chef ever. We're 100% saying ScoMo is the best prime minister ever.
Okay, yeah.
He's helped our public relations with Hawaii.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yep. Mate, honestly, I think he just does Jenny the way more men should do their wives. Like, he's just...
Yeah.
He gives Jenny credit for a lot of things as well. Like,
yeah.
He's like, you know, they're like, what's milk cost? He's like, oh, well, Jenny does the shopping in our house. I'm not going to take away from Jenny here. should girls' sports be funded more, ScoMo? I don't watch the women's rugby league, but Jenny watches the women's rugby league. She tells me it's quite good. You know, he gives a lot of credit to his wife. He pumps up women. He's a feminist.
Okay.
He's just an all-around good bloke. Best prime minister we've ever had, bar none.
Okay. He pumps up Jenny because Jenny does everything for him because he's a useless cunt, okay? He's fucking useless. You've seen him try to weld, all right?
Yeah. But he's not... I'm not saying he's his greatest welder. I'm saying he's greatest prime minister.
Okay.
Welding and prime ministership don't...
His lack of welding is not a reflection of his ability to run the country. It is a reflection of his ability to use common sense when handling dangerous power tools. Okay. Also, all right, you've seen him hold fucking nails and hammers. And every time that cunt gets fucking put in front of a power tool, he fucks something up.
Yeah, but he's not Scott Cairn. He's getting thrown in and out in deep.
Nah, mate.
Like, if you told Scott Cairn to run the country.
If I told Scott Cairn to run the country, I don't think Scott Cairn had put himself in photo positions trying to fucking do things he has clearly no idea what he's doing. Okay? Most people wouldn't. Okay? And if he's doing that, how do I know he actually can run the country? I would hazard a guess that he is very good at delegating and he's fucking useless at everything else, all right? And it's why he got flogged in the election, and it's why he had to get his fucking... When he got in as prime minister, he didn't even get voted in. It's just the other person couldn't run against him. So he just fucking... What's that dude? The fucking... The skater? He just Stephen Bradbury his way into the prime ministership. All right? So, fuck ScoMo. He was a useless fucking prime minister. And if we're going to talk about best prime ministers in history, we're going to have to either go K-Rudd before he got ousted.
I do love K-Rudd.
Or Johnny. Little Johnny. Yeah. Even though he couldn't bowl to save his life and he was the world's biggest cricket fan.
That was about as good as ScoMo's welding.
Yeah.
It's on par together.
Yeah. So, look, mate, I stand by my thing. ScoMo was definitely not the best prime minister in history, and I feel pretty confident in that one.
He was the best towards kids, though. Didn't you see him hugging that kid down Tasmania?
I bet. That's why he's so fucking high up in
Some
that church.
Some people say tackles.
I've heard they fucking really love kids in that little church he's got. All right, we'll move on to, because we're quickly running out of time here. Wrong answers only, coming in from Chad, a good friend of ours. You know Chad.
I know Chad.
Shout out to Chad.
Shout out to Chad, friend of the show.
Yep. He sent in, how to shave your nuts.
How to shave your nuts.
Now, I put a little bit of thought into this one, Ben.
I've got an idea. Here you go.
So, first things first, you want to do it in a public place.
Okay,
so... Children, schools, anything like that. I would say probably go pantsless and find yourself a place with plenty of light, plenty of open spaces. Because you want to do it in a public place because you want the feedback. Okay, you want people to be able to tell you how it looks.
Feedback on the sack.
Yeah. Get some feedback on the sack, and use a cutthroat. Use a cutthroat razor. Because they're safe, and that's what you want around your genitalia. A big, giant fucking razor/knife. Just go for your life. What about you, Ben? What's your advice? How would you shave your nuts?
Well, I've got two ways. I've got the pussy way or the manly way.
Okay. Let's start with the pussy way.
Right. You're going to want to book yourself in a vasectomy.
Okay.
Because they're going to be operating down there. They'll shave you.
Ah, yep.
And when you want it, and it grows back, reverse it. I shave you again. You're just getting someone else to shave your nuts. It's fucking brilliant.
You just book in for vasectomies. Constantly. Every couple of weeks.
Constant vasectomies.
Yeah.
It's fucking, you get a couple of days off work. It's fucking great.
Yeah. I mean, you have to deal with the stitches all the time, but fuck it.
Yeah, but you got smooth nuts, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't say this was a great idea. Yeah. But yeah, just constant vasectomies.
All right. Well, that's the pussy way. What's the manly way?
Belt sander. Black and Decker belt sander.
Yep.
Just fucking...
Just go it.
Turn it on its head. Set it going and just squat on it.
I like that, mate. That's a good one.
Yeah, fucking... That's how I'd do it if I was going to shave my nuts. But I'll let them run just rampant down there.
Yeah.
I've got a great sack. Shit dick. Great sack.
Yeah.
See them straight at the middle. Fucking it's...
Yeah.
No wrinkles. It's great.
Good size nuts.
Oh. Not too big, not too small. Fucking yeah. good nuts. Got a good sack. I mean, the dick is just... It lets down the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Terrible dick. Great sack. That's me.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. I've got smashed shins. Itchy arsehole. Can't stop biting my fingernails, but got a great sack.
Yep. Perfect. All right, mate. Well, that's the podcast.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen.
We fucking made it.
We have. Episode 4 done and dusted.
All right. Check out Your Joking on Facebook. We've got a show coming up. It will
be tomorrow when this comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. So on the 25th of June at the Booze House, get amongst it. If you know anyone in Sydney or if you're in Sydney, me and Ben will be performing. I'll be hosting. We've just added Bobby Sandu onto the lineup.
Killer.
Oh, man, it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be great having Bobby there.
Yeah, we've...
it's so good having him back.
We just got told there's going to be some people turning up, which has put a little more pressure on us.
Nah, don't worry about it, mate. It is what it is.
I'm the one who has to eat dicks up the top.
Yeah, well, you've put yourself in that position.
Yeah, well,
but maybe. You're taking one for the team. You're a gentleman.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, if you know anyone who might be interested or down that way, if you could let them know, if you could share the post on Your Joking, Ben and Mitchell Mitch and Ben versus everything. I'm fucking promoting myself here.
Yeah.
Mitch and Ben versus everything is now up on Facebook. We're on YouTube as well. We're going to be putting up little shorts and whatnot.
Yep.
Other than that, yeah, I think that's all we got.
Yeah. Ben McLennan Comedy on Facebook, YouTube.
Never remember Instagram. To plug my shit.
It's all right, mate. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, fucking.
I'll look out for you.
Good wingman. You're the fucking goose to my maverick.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, that's the pod.
All right.
Catch you later. Mwah.